Welcome to the Potty Slam.
Woo!
Oh, he went with a woo.
Woo! Nice.
A wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the stranger, funnier, weirder, blah, 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 blah.
You know what it is.
Stuff. We talk about stuff. We're here to talk about stuff and things.
So we're 2 weeks removed from the challenge.
I'm still feeling uncomfortable.
Are you still feeling
that? Yeah.
How'd that poop feel?
Terrible. It made me tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a volcano erupt in the magma going down the hill?
The slow?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like the inside of my toilet.
That's very descriptive. Did it melt through the bowl?
It burned like it.
Ew.
Yeah, it ate away at the porcelain.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Shall we?
April?
I have an excellent story for you guys tonight.
Yes.
First of all, I just want to ask, out of everyone on the current roster, who do you think is the biggest drinker? Like, who do you think can put back the most alcohol and, like, still be...
I would have to imagine if he's still getting paid by the company, and I'm not sure if he is or not, but I mean, it would probably be Ric Flair.
Okay.
I would assume if he's still being paid by the company.
He is still part of the company. That's a good one. I'm going to go with Active, mm-hmm. and this is only because I've heard him talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Because in a podcast, he was talking about how the current, like this generation of wrestler is so careful with their bodies.
Right.
That like, he's like, he just, there's nobody to party with.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Larry. Chris Jericho. But there's one man who can outdrink Chris Jericho.
Really?
The Big Show, maybe?
It is. I was very surprised to hear. Who I was not expecting this person.
Kalisto.
John Cena.
Really?
Can drink Chris Jericho under the table.
He's one of them. He's older.
You know, with Cena and his physique, you wouldn't think that he'd be one to like put back a ton of beers.
He must do it rarely.
Right. This story is from, I don't know what year this is, but this was back maybe 10 years. It was right before Chris Jericho came back from taking a break. He was working on his Fozzy album.
Have you heard Fozzy?
I try not to.
It's okay. It's you know what? He's talented.
Yeah. Is it better or worse than the Pitbull?
No, nothing beats K-9-us. Nothing beats K-9-us.
I do want to hear the new Fozzy record because I've heard reviews of it that it's supposed to be one of his best works.
I don't know. I would like to like it, but every time I hear Fozzy, I just think of the Muppets. And I can't unhear that. Waka, waka, waka. So this is a story about back when Chris Jericho came back to the WWE after he was done recording his Fozzy album. And they were in Alaska. And true to form, Chris Jericho went out drinking.
Okay.
And he was joined by John Cena. And he said it was Alaska and it was... very cold, very cold. It was like in the negative 40s.
Here we go.
Oh, that's Fozzy?
That's Fozzy. This is the number one song. So we'll just keep that right there.
Oh, I like it. It's what good background music. It definitely does sound like Chris Jericho, though, doesn't
it? Does.
Like,
but he can sing.
Yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So anyway, so Chris Jericho and John Cena were out in Alaska doing the drinking thing. Mm-hmm. And because it's John Cena, of course, it's negative 40 degrees. And he was walking around in his khaki jorts, which...
I was out shopping for some new clothing the other day, and I saw actual jean jorts are coming back, I think.
Oh.
I know. I used to wear jorts, so.
Nice.
Jean shorts.
So, anyway, they were out drinking, and apparently this particular evening, they really wanted to like drink each other under the table. Like they were going out for the sole purpose of getting as drunk as humanly possible.
Competitors.
Right. And I don't blame them. That's always a fun time. Yeah. Like to try and outdrink someone.
Yeah.
And so they went to the bar, and apparently when they were at the bar, John Cena, bless his soul, noticed that there was a married couple there having a bit of a spat.
Ooh.
So John Cena, being the good guy that he is, intervened and actually saved these people's marriage.
He's not only
sat down and gave them like legit marriage counseling, and yeah, and to this day those people are married, and they like credit John Cena for saving their marriage.
He's not only the doctor of thugonomics, he's
the doctor of Phil.
Yeah.
They called him Dr. Love. Oh.
Did you know that Josh on his iPhone, he requested Siri call him Dr. Love?
It's true.
Really?
So whenever he's hey Siri, do you da, 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 da? And oh, thanks.
Yeah.
She'll say yes, Dr. Love. Da, da,
oh
da, da,
my
da.
Lord,
it's pretty bad.
It's actually kind of funny.
Right. So anyway, this evening that John Cena and Chris Jericho went out, they both got just super, super, super hammered. And Chris Jericho said they reached a point where they needed to go back to the hotel, but Chris Jericho passed out and was out cold. I think they made it to the hotel, but not even upstairs to the room.
Really?
And he says he doesn't remember much, but I can't imagine you would. He said the only thing he remembers is waking up in the hotel room,
mm-hmm,
with laying in bed, tucked in with covers over him and his like in pajamas.
Ooh, and a teddy bear?
Probably.
There's pajamas. Okay.
No.
I would imagine him being a nude sleeper for some reason.
Yeah, I would too. So he was in bed, all tucked in, and he said John Cena was sitting at on the foot of his bed, drinking Chris Jericho's beer and going through Chris Jericho's iPod, listening to his music.
Really?
And he said that was like the biggest dick move. Because like here, John Cena drank him under the table. Chris Jericho passed out, and he has the balls to sit there and like drink his beer listen to his music.
Wow.
After gently tucking him into bed.
Party foul.
Yeah. So he said like, and I just thought that was really interesting because I never would have thought that John Cena would be
beer, especially.
That, yeah, but would be that guy. Like, I don't I guess I don't really consider him to be a drinker. Like, I would look at someone like Kevin Owens and be like, yeah, that guy throws back some PBRs.
Yeah.
But John Cena, I don't, because he's so, like, cut and he's so focused on his fitness,
right.
I don't think, I guess I never would have pegged him for.
Because did we cover in the food? The diet, I don't think we covered Cena, but
yeah, we did.
We talked
a little bit about him.
He eats like the same meal every meal is like,
yeah,
chicken and rice and
fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not surprising to me that he can drink, only because I've seen enough of Total Divas to know that the guy has a lucrative wine selection.
Hmm.
And it seems like whenever he would get in like a plane or a limo or whatever it was, he would always have booze ready to go.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's not surprising that he can drink.
Like, yeah.
Jericho's a vodka drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He strikes me as a vodka drinker.
God, beer is what surprises me about Cena.
I know. Who, okay, like if we went down the roster, I would have to say that probably Ambrose does whiskey. He strikes me as a whiskey guy.
For sure.
Let's see who else. Because I always think it's interesting, like, to match the person to what they drink.
To what they drink? Let's do that. Let's do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, I could see him being a moonshine guy.
Ooh. Mm. Moonshine, yeah. I could
see Brock Lesnar doing like Everclear. Just like the most intense, like super drunk.
I do know he does enjoy beer. He in the UFC when he was doing a post interview, he said, but that doesn't mean that's all he drinks.
Right.
But,
just because of how intense he is, I would expect him to drink like the most intense alcohol.
Something that would actually touch him.
Right. Exactly. I can't imagine. I would have to think that he would have to drink like a gallon of beer for him even to get a buzz.
We got Kevin Owens for sure, beer.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is a beer guy.
I think I can see Stone Cold being a gin and tonic.
Back in the day, he was a whiskey drinker. He actually was Crown.
Yeah.
But he's that's when he's, I had my drinking troubles. Now he's still drinking beer, so right. Whatever.
I think we can all safely say that R-Truth probably drinks Hennessy.
Yes. Not, that's... It's not racist. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, he strikes me as a Hennessy person.
Yes.
Because that's just, R-Truth.
Yeah. Let's see. How about some of the women?
Oh.
Charlotte. Do you think Charlotte?
I don't think Charlotte would.
She lived through it.
Yeah. I think she'd probably stay away from booze as much as she can.
I got Sasha Banks being champagne.
Oh, the good boss. Call.
Mimosas,
definitely.
Maybe.
Yep.
I love a mimosa.
Oh, I know. They're so good. Brunch. Yeah.
Oh, he said, how about Braun Strowman?
I know. Braun Strowman, I could see drinking moonshine.
He drinks cologne.
he's a pretty heavy partier.
Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol.
Right.
And I know he parties with Jericho.
Really?
Yeah. So
I'm seeing Jericho as like the running common denominator in all these drinking stories.
It is, because Chris Jericho is always hanging out with these people. He's very active with going to concerts and all sorts of big social gatherings. And so I know that he has Braun Strowman hangs out a lot with them. So does, let's see, who else have I seen? On, I think it was Instagram. He has some of the women as well. What's her name? Why am I suddenly?
Oh, her.
Sorry, I'm like just suddenly drawing a massive brain fart.
What about Lana?
Oh, she's
vodka.
I know she's playing a Russian, but
no. Well, she
grew
did.
Up in Russia.
She did. Really? Okay.
No. Yeah. She moved to Russia when she was like.
She can legitimately speak the language because she lived there for so long.
I thought she was playing a character.
Well, I mean, she is.
I thought she was from like Florida or something, which she probably was.
Yeah, she is, but...
Yeah, she...
Have you seen some of the new promos that they're doing with her?
No, I haven't.
It's great.
They're so bad.
Really?
They're so
she's going to be wrestling. Bad.
Yeah.
I know that she's been like practicing or whatever.
I'm bummed because unless... They make it better than what the promos are looking to be.
Well,
it looks like they're doing another like Emma with a botch.
That was so really, bad.
Like, because all I've seen so far is they have her like out on the front of the stage, and she like is sitting in a chair, and she does like stripper dance moves, and then she does this, and like
it's great.
Blows a kiss, and I'm like, what? No,
the revolution.
I liked her so much better when she had like the tight bun, and she was like.
Sassy school
marm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's her character. That's how she built it. It's crazy. If a lot of people don't know this, Lana and Rusev, they are given the creative freedom to do what they want with their characters.
Really?
Yeah. Vince likes what they do so much that they are given the ultimate how things are going to end. And whatnot, but like their scripting, they do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of that.
And I think that to this day, one of my favorites is still when they were having the feud where Lana was with Dolph Ziggler and Rusev goes out. He's like, you only got to tell me the three words and everything will be better. And everyone's thinking it's I love you and all that. And he's like, you just got to say I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they came up with that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, I think that these guys nowadays, they are in a lot more in check than they were in the 80s and 90s.
For sure.
They can't
I think drinking and partying is like way less of an issue than it ever was,
which is good.
10 or 15 years ago.
Because I think we'll see less of the dying early thing.
Well, and I think, and I feel like because they're so focused on their careers, I feel like the shows that they're putting on are higher quality
for sure
because they're paying more attention and that's nice. But
well, and not to mention,
it is fun to hear a good drunk person story.
It is fun.
Yeah, I feel like if we're still doing Potty Slam in like 10 years, who are we going to talk about? Because
welcome to the Potty Slam.
Larry will be in a home by then.
Yeah, if I'm lucky.
And not to mention too that. Now there's NXT, there's all these young pups, they want to be in the WWE.
Yeah, they're hungry for it.
They're very hungry, and so they're not going to be risking partying and drugs and all that. So, and so that way they can get the spot. So all it takes is one guy to mess up one thing, and they're gone. And really, look at the past year and a half, all the people that have left the WWE. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
So yeah, that was my story.
That's
about I know it was a tiny short one, but I thought it was it was really interesting to know that John Cena, first of all, helped save someone's marriage. Yeah. Second of all, can drink Chris Jericho under the table, and third of all, tucked him in. What a good guy.
That is nice. Hopefully he didn't take liberties.
Chris Jericho woke up and was like, "Why is my butt sore?"
Do you think that John Cena put him up on his shoulders like the AA?
And just
AA'd him into bed.
Just into bed.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of a fun way to go to bed.
It would be. He five knuckle shuffled him into bed.
That's what I meant, taking liberties.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
It was called the FU. So.
And on that note, Josh.
Oh, on that note, you can FU over to some of our other podcasts.
That's a segue.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You can hear a whole lot of FUs on Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Yes. Where there's
mostly coming from Ryan.
Yeah, that's right. True. So that
while John Cena is the doctor of thugonomics, Ryan is the doctor of dickonomics.
Nice.
He's got his PhD in wiener.
The dickspert.
Yep. Dickstorian.
Dickstorian.
You can find Conspiracy Therapy on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic. And we also have the Stiff Joystick Podcast, which is a video game podcast, and you can find that and all of the said individuals that I've just said, all of us, like all of our shows, on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic.
You can catch, if you're into history and funny stories, we got some more of that, except they're baseball related, EFISPodcast.net.
And of course, if you want to listen to more Potty Slam and you're not already subscribed, just do it. And also, give us some feedback, rate and review, and let us know how you think we're doing. Let us know if you like the stories, if you
maybe got a request.
Yeah, have a request, please let us know, because we like learning about new stories and, reading fun stuff. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
Excellent. Well, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Get back in the ring with the Potty Slam.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are innocence personified. And I will drag you down and sell you out. Run. Snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Embraced by the darkness, I'm using the light. Encircled by demons, I fight. What have I become?
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.